Hi, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. So, in today's video, What Happens When You Meditate, Jane reviews sensations you may experience during or after meditation. Let's watch and listen.
Oh, hello there, and thank you for all your emails. And yes, indeed, we're going to address some of those wonderful questions you have, and I thank you for them and keep them coming. Well, you wanted to find out a very important part about meditation. And one of the important parts of what are the sensations that happen when you meditate? What happens to your body? What happens to your energy? What happens to your brain, so to speak? A lot of things are happening when we're meditating. And you have those questions, and I have answers for you. What are the sensations? Well, one of the very first things that happened to me, once I got situated, and when I say situated, I got one chair in my room that I sat on every time when I meditated, because I began to understand that there was a vibration to that chair different from all the other chairs in my house. So once I found that out, I thought, okay, I am going to use this chair for my meditation. It will call me to itself. And believe me, it will call you to that chair when you need to meditate, when you are kind of walking around your house, you walk by that chair, and all of a sudden it will say, come hither, come hither. I want you to meditate. When that began happening to me, I thought, I'm a little bit scared here. What's happening? Why is there a vibration and energy in this room that I've never experienced before? That's a sensation that happens as you are meditating. Your vibrations, your energy starts moving into new expressions of who you are. You become more aware that you can pick up the vibrations in the room because there's energy all around you. There's all kinds of stimulation happening in the world of cause and effect, and you are part of it. And it embraces you all day long, and you react to the different things and different moods of the people around you. And same thing when you are trying to meditate, you need to wipe out the outer stimulus and become more focused within. And when that begins to happen, and this is some of the questions that you were asking, so here comes the answers. You may experience a sensation across your forehead. They call it the third eye. You may experience a sensation on the top of your head. That's called the crown chakra. Because our brain has so many different aspects to it, different centers in your brain get ignited as you learn to meditate, as you become still. Because this is your, of course, I like to think of it like this. This is the ability that we have to connect with our God self. Our God self. Why am I talking about God self in meditation? Well, you are God evolving. I want to talk to you about God evolving in you. See, God birthed you in a soul, and your soul has evolved and evolved and evolved. And as it has evolved, one of the things that's happened that it's had many, many different life experiences and many different forms. God became man, gave us the DNA, created a soul, so that eventually we would do the spiritual work necessary to become the advanced being that we are. The advanced being that we are. Because we aren't human. We are advanced beings. Advanced souls. So we may be sitting in this body and it's spiritual. And everything you do is spiritual, whether you know it or not. And in meditation, what you're also doing is connecting with that vibe. It's a vibration, it's an energy, and it's a sensation that happens on your forehead, on top of your head. You begin to sense that there's something else happening to you. A lot of you get fearful of that. This is why I'm talking to you about it, because there's fear sometimes connected with this when we start to also see light, colors. Not everybody does. And quite frankly, I haven't seen a lot of different colors, only occasionally, but mainly I see the white light. Other people have talked to me about seeing different energy patterns, different vibrations, different experiences. But this is what happens as we meditate. The forehead, I'm gonna go back in time here. And when I was a little girl, my mother used to put Vicks on my forehead. I think I've mentioned this all to you before, but let's do it one more time. Because she wanted to take care of my headache. And it felt very cool, and my headache always went away. Now, I think this was probably one of those things that she made up to give me support in getting rid of my headache, because it was probably, I didn't want to go to school, so I got a headache. So she would put the Vicks on me and, okay, honey, you're ready to go to school. It worked every time I did go to school. Set that aside here. That's just a little piece of nonsense. But the serious thing I want to say is that feels like Vicks on your forehead, something cool, something cold. And that is that third eye opening, and it opens slowly but surely. So that's a sensation you're going to have. And you'll have this tension between your eyes. And also a coolness may come over you. You may find you're all of a sudden much colder when you're meditating, and you need to have a stole around you or a blanket. I always have something handy to put around me when I'm meditating, because sometimes I get cold, sometimes I get warm. But whatever I need, I'm able to have handy during a meditation time. The thing that happens when you start getting cold while you're meditating is that your body temperature is slowing down, and more of you is moving into this higher part of yourself, this God energy part of yourself, and there's less energy keeping you warm. It's going up and beyond. So don't be afraid of this. This is not something that you should fear at all. It's just part of the process, and maybe you never will have this. But if you do, and I have had many, many of my students talk to me about this, so this is why I put this in the Spiritual Power Tool book, because I wanted to support you and address whatever needed to be addressed to help you to move more easily and effortlessly throughout your meditations. So, if your head starts to get really hot, and this happened to me many times, my head would start to get hot, and I could feel this energy coming up through my head. And it would almost feel like somebody was opening up my, something was happening up here. Do not worry. That is that energy. That is the energy of that silver cord, which connects you to the God part of you, the God essence of you, the God consciousness of you. Your God consciousness wants to make you more conscious. Your God consciousness wants to make you more conscious. So by taking the steps within yourself to become more conscious of that God part of you, the veils get lifted. The energy gets separated, and we're able to more effortlessly pierce the veil and move into greater awarenesses and more revelations. Now, what happens when there's more revelations and you start to get revelations, there's a fear factor that comes in here. Because all of a sudden, you are beginning to see and understand things that are different from the so-called normal third-dimensional person. You begin to feel vibrations, you get to feel that there's something coming to you. You may feel like, oh, I'm sensing that something is trying to come to me. That was one of the things that happened to me very early on. After I had been meditating, and I felt like nothing was happening. There was nothing going on. But all of a sudden, I learned that even though my mind was having its heyday with me, something else was going on with me at a different level than I understood it to be. So all this happening within yourself is allowing you to open new doorways for information about your soul's evolution. And that is when we begin to get fearful, because our ego, which is part of the process here, is starting to get scared because it's beginning to realize that it's not, things are not like it thought it would be. Like now I had everything in little portions and I knew how to take care of everything. And now all of a sudden I'm losing control. Control you didn't have in the first place, but at least you thought you had it. And it's fearful. It's very fearful. But you have to move through your fear, because your fear is your ego telling you that you don't want to open that door of new consciousness. And always there's this second force as we're moving and embracing new possibilities for ourselves. There's a second force that comes in and starts to shut us down, so to speak. Shut us down. Because it's like it's something, oh, I might open a door and I might not like what I'm seeing, so I think I'm not going to look there. Because the ego is fighting for its stance, so to speak here. But the thing you want to get rid of is the ego that thinks in very, very linear, very, very small, limited ways. That's the way the ego thinks. So when you're opening up the door to greater conscious awareness and you're no longer 1/10 conscious, but you're becoming 2/10 conscious, wow, wow. Here comes the frightful place. And I want to address this because I have so many students that go through fears as they're opening new doors of consciousness within themselves. Even some of my students that have been with me for 15 years, and they've been developing more and more God awareness. They still have to deal with the fear factor. And eventually you get very good and say, oh, okay, this is my ego, or this is my fear factor coming up. Okay, there's something I don't want to see. I want to see it even though I don't want to see it. This is something I want to say to you. It's very, very important. You got to say, I don't want to see it, but I do want to see it. And the I do gets more powerful than I don't. You see? So if you can say, I do want to see this, even though I'm afraid and don't want to, I'm afraid it might upset my apple cart. I've got everything in my cart just the way I want it, and something is going to come and dump it over. I guarantee you that if you're on the spiritual journey, your apple cart will be dumped over many, many, many times because you're going outside of your humanhood to advance in consciousness. So I always thought of my ego as my little basket that I had all these little apples in, and that cart was full of different apples, and I had to dump them out to see what was in them. Dump out the apples. And I had another little game I played with myself, that the apples were my fears. And if I wanted to bite on one of those apples, man, I'm really going to be in trouble because it's a poisonous apple. It will make me very fearful and I won't want to move any further. Because this journey is challenging, but it's rewarding. The reward is you become conscious of God within you. You become conscious that you're more than this limited person that's sitting before me watching this video. That you, those barriers are starting to lift. You're starting to move. And one of the most difficult parts of this journey is your bad behavior becomes very, very in your face. So you can't play games anymore. You got to look straight into some of the things that have happened to you in other lifetimes that made decisions to bar certain subjects away from you. When I say bar certain subjects, is that you have a blockade against any serious relationship that might break your heart, or that you've lost all your money in another lifetime and you're scared to death. Even if you're a billionaire, you still think that you don't have enough money. These things that have cropped up from other lifetimes are the things that we have to dismantle, so to speak, because they're thought forms. That's why it's so important to recognize where they're coming from so that you can be the soul that disperses it. You have a lot of help. You're not on this journey alone. When you start to move into this phase of spiritual advancement, there is always an out-of-body teacher helping you. Always. Souls that have mastered what you are dealing with right now. A soul that has mastered what you are dealing and will help you with whatever you need help with. So it's the unveiling. So we are being unveiled. And so these experiences and meditation that we're having are experiences that shed light on situations that could possibly sabotage our spiritual growth. Because when the going gets tough, we don't want to go any further. So many lifetimes, maybe we've had opportunities to take greater spiritual strides, but we got scared, we shut down, and went back to our old life, thinking that that would be the answer to our problems. But it isn't. It isn't. Because you're just prolonging your evolution. And that's, you have free will. It's perfectly okay for you to prolong your evolution as long as you want to. But there are a lot of souls like yourself who are ready to advance in consciousness. And I am very happy to be a part of helping them develop the things that need to be developed within them to take the steps necessary to become fully God realized. Did you hear me? Fully, not halfway God realized, but fully. Because we become absorbed in God and become the essence of all that there is in this evolutionary process called the Earth. Because there's other evolutions, but you know, let's not go there because we've got to master where we are right now. I always wanted to go, okay, oh, well, if this is it, what's next? Oh, tell me what's next, come on. And it was just like my teacher would say, little girl, master what you're supposed to master right now, and you'll find those things out when the time is right for you. So, you are important to the process. And I have mentioned so many times, and I'm going to say it one more, be the observer. Be the observer of yourself, because then you won't catch too many. No, I'm going to put it this way. You will be able to catch whatever comes up that needs to be addressed within you. So there's always this push and pull, push and pull, push and pull, which is going on within you. There's a time you push ahead and then you retreat. You push ahead and retreat. You get the information, you retreat. You become conscious of that. You retreat into it, understand, and journal. I have a whole thing on journaling because that's the way you can get rid of your fear. Journal about it. Don't bore somebody else with all your fears. I find my students like to write to me and tell me, I'm fearful of this, blah, 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 blah. Okay, take it into meditation. I'm happy to listen to it, but I'm just going to send you an email saying you take it into meditation. Fear is a natural part of this process. It's a natural thing because we are afraid of things that we don't know about. We are afraid. So afraid you may be. And so I'm going to leave you at this because next week I'm going to talk about detoxification. Yes, not intoxification, but detox. So we're going to detox you and I'm going to help you get detoxed. Because there is a process that also happens as we meditate. There's a lot of things here on the line. So I want to talk to you about all of this because I think it's so important to the advanced student to understand this. And if you're listening to my video, you absolutely are advanced because you would have turned it off and gone the other way. So thank you for being there. I'm here for you, and I will be here for you as long as you want me to. And you will be the judge of that. When you want to know more, just go to my video, and I will definitely address whatever is on your mind. But if it's too much, I can understand that too. And I'll bless you on your way, because someday you're going to pick up this gauntlet and travel again. But don't waste your time. I'm here. The masters are here helping you. Don't get scared. Look, I went through the fire of the dark night of the soul. I went through all kinds of horrendous things to let go of my beingness. And look, I'm alive. not only alive, I'm aware. Not only am I aware, I am one with the one. Infinite intelligence. And this is what happens. We become infinite. And there is another whole thing that happens once we become infinite. And I will talk to you about that sometime when you're ready to hear about that. Because you have to have the right foundation, understanding in order to get that information. It would be not worth your time right now. Let's go through what you're doing. But I'm going to tell you, hey, there's something really wonderful beyond this. There is something very, very wonderful beyond it. Even if you think there isn't, there is. There is something very wonderful. So let's dance in the cosmos this week. Work on our meditations. Email me. I love it. I love, love, love hearing from you. And detox next week. Here we go. Bye-bye for now.
Jane states in her book, Spiritual Power Tools Support for Your Soul, that meditation is the most important action you can take to change your consciousness. Jane goes on to say that it is helpful to meditate on a daily basis. When I first began meditating in 1990, I had no idea what I was doing. However, I wanted to change the direction of my life, and I was told that I needed to change my thoughts. The only way to change my thoughts, I was told, were to go within. I began to meditate, and so my journey began. I started reading books and attending classes on meditation. I committed to meditating every day at a specific time. However, it wasn't until I met Jane and attended her classes that I fully learned to relax into this spiritual practice. I dedicated a space in my bedroom for my meditation chair. My journal was within arm's reach, as well as those books that resonated with my soul. A blanket was also close at hand when I felt cold. I experienced several of the sensations Jane described during my daily meditations, not all at once, but over a period of time. Knowing that these experiences were not uncommon alleviated my fears and helped me quiet my mind. Daily meditation was my key to knowing my infinite self. We are here to support your commitment in knowing your infinite self. So please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. Note additional information below in the chat area. Thank you for your generous and loving gifts to the Center. These gifts allow us to continue this work of expanding consciousness for the upliftment of all humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Meditation is such an important part of this journey. And at this time, let us just relax and move into the silence of our being. Please close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. And just relax, knowing that the chair that you're sitting in is supporting you. You're moving into a sacred time, a peaceful time. An experience of knowing your true self. Any thoughts that you have, just let them float away. Just go deeper and deeper and deeper into that special spiritual infinite self. We are committed to our meditation practice. On a daily basis, we choose silence. We choose to expand our consciousness to knowing the truth of our being. Every moment we spend in the silence expands our consciousness We are light. We are units of light. And we are this expression as we continue awakening to our true selves. It is through this practice of meditation that we begin to experience and understand who we are. Our essence. Meditation opens the door to our intuitive guidance to knowing the truth of our being. We move from intelligence to knowledge. We take nothing personally. We live a peaceful life. in the midst of third dimensional drama. Daily meditation centers us. And allows us to be connected with our infinite self. In order to move freely, we silence our minds. Throughout the day, allowing no thought to penetrate our peace. As Jean would say, let us dance in the cosmos. Being one with all. And knowing freedom, spiritual freedom. Meditation is the key. To expanding our consciousness. And we are grateful. Amen. And when you're comfortable, just open your eyes and take a deep breath and know. And just know that you have moved into your infinite self in these moments. Thank you so much for being a part of the Center for Enlightenment this morning, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye now.